Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
On the ground, Arias from deep third. Got him! And that's a perfect game!
Matt Cain, pitching for the Giants, threw that perfect game against the Astros on June 13th. Now, at the end of June, still not yet halfway through the Major League Baseball season, we've already witnessed two perfect games and two additional no-hitters. What explains this spate of mound gems? Steroid testing? Inferior lumber for bats? Cosmic retaliation for Moneyball, perhaps? Major League Baseball's official historian, John Thorne, has been researching the issue.
It's random. You know, there are many people who will say it's because batting averages are lower, pitchers are better than ever, expansion, global warming. It's like, why might you have a spate of holes in one in golf?
Among others charged with explaining the absence of hits from one team on four occasions this season is Rob Nyer, national baseball editor for SB Nation. He points to the increased number of strikeouts over the years, maintaining that fewer players making contact means fewer hits. As evidence for his theory of randomness, John Thorne cites the fact that lots of no-hitters and even perfect games have been tossed by pitchers who were otherwise not especially accomplished.
We had a fellow named Bumpus Jones who pitched in the 1890s who won two games in his entire major league career. One of them was a no-hitter. We have perfect games thrown by Charlie Robertson. We have perfect games, a perfect game by Len Barker. These are not household names. These are not candidates for the Baseball Hall of Fame.
That fellow Len Barker, formerly of the Cleveland Indians, threw his no-hitter against the Blue Jays on May 15th, 1981. It was a circumstance that seemed, even to him, unlikely and a little discombobulating.
Once I got to the ninth inning, I had a great shot of throwing a perfect game. And I was a little nervous because I walked out and picked the ball up, and I almost fell over and dropped the ball. But once I started getting my warm-ups in and all that, everything kind of focused back in again.
Barker's gem, like any perfect game, was bound to generate stories.
Well, I had a lady that was, she was in labor, and she told the doctor, she was watching a game with her husband, and she told the doctor that I'm not going to deliver this baby until this game was over. So I thought that was pretty funny to that coming from a lady that was a sports fan, told the doctor, said, you're going to have to wait till the game's over. She had a healthy baby, and everything was fine.
And I assume she named him Len.
No, she didn't go quite that far.
In 1995, Ramon Martinez of the Dodgers tossed a no-hitter against the Florida Marlins. In the ensuing years, Ramon's younger brother Pedro proved to be the more accomplished pitcher. But though Pedro once took a perfect game into the 10th inning, he couldn't quite finish it off, a circumstance that must have left him resentful of big brother Ramon, right?
No. But you know what? I don't feel bad about it because I had an opportunity to go 10 innings, and that's going a little extra than you should. And, you know, I took 9 perfect innings into the 10th, and I was able to go extra innings, which I happen to now join Harvey Haddix in the, you know, one of the guys that took a perfect game into extra innings. You know, I'm extremely proud. I feel like I did throw one.
No, Pedro, you didn't pitch a perfect game or even a no-hitter. Bumpus Jones got one of the latter, but not you. Not that it's your fault. No-hitters require not only great pitching, probably a great fielding play or two, and a lot of luck, but also sometimes, according to John Thorne, an accommodating umpire.
Babe Pinelli, who was the umpire for Don Larson's perfect game, October 8, 1956, the World Series, got a lot of heat for calling an outside high pitch strike three on pinch hitter Dale Mitchell to end the game as if he had a train to catch. Pinelli always insisted that he never missed a call and he never called a pitch a strike that he knew in his heart was a ball, but we all saw it.
Got it!
And maybe we'll see a perfect game again for the third time this year, or at least another no-hitter or two, should that brand of randomness continue to prevail. Incidentally, Don Larson announced this week that on October 8th, which will mark the 56th anniversary of the perfect game he threw in 1956, he will auction the jersey he wore in that game. He says the money he raised will be used to fund the college educations of his grandchildren.